الحمد لله رب العالمين نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We ask Him for help. We turn to Him for forgiveness. We believe and trust in Him, mighty and sublime, who is the Lord of all the worlds. And as is said in the Holy Book, He is Al-Khaliqu Kulli Shay, the creator of everything. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There is nothing worthy of worship except the one God, Allah, we say in Arabic and Quran. And Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, Allah's messenger, is the noble and generous one called the seal of the prophets, the last and the seal of the prophets. And also he's called, and I quote the Quran, Basharun mithlukum, a mortal human being just like us. He's not the spook. He's not the angel. He's human being, but obedient to God like the angel. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. And we salute him with the best salute. Allah's peace and prayers and the peace be upon the Prophet and upon his descendants, his companions, all, and what follows of this most excellent salutation. We are in the blessed month of Ramadan, and we wish all blessed and rewarding fast, a blessed fast. Wish that Allah reward you and all of us for our fasting, as He will do and always does. The Most High says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasooli إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Respond to Allah and to the Messenger when you are called to that which gives you life. We understand by that the call to Islam then is the call to life. The call to this religion is the call to life. And you will recall every time the prayer time comes, we say Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, Hayya ala al-falah. Hayya means life. Hayya means life. Hayya means come lively, liven up to. Salat, for prayer. It's time now to pray. And Hayya ala al-falah means be alive, come alive for success. Success, come alive for success. So our religion then is clearly a religion that invites to life and invites to success. It invites to life, it invites to success. And again, the Most High says in the Quran, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. Why is it that you do not believe in God, in Allah, while the Prophet, the messenger, or Rasul, the messenger, calls you to believe in your Lord. Bi Rabbikum, in your Lord. Now, here is Allah's name and Rabbikum, your Lord, given in the same breath. And what is wrong with you that you don't believe in Allah? While the Prophet, or the Messenger, or Rasul, the Messenger, calls you to believe in your Lord. So in case you say, who is this Allah? So who is this Allah? We call God by another name. Who is this Allah? So God asked in the Holy Book, in the last revelation of the Quran, what is the matter with you that you don't believe in Allah? When the Prophet is calling you to believe in your Lord. Your Lord, not someone else's Lord. You know, common sense as we understood it, I don't know if we still understand it. Most of us probably don't understand common sense anymore. The world has come a long ways from common sense. But most of us, we understood common sense to be straight sense. Straight up stuff, you know. And the Prophet was asked, peace be upon him. He was asked by someone, this person says, tell me something that nobody can tell me but you. He wanted something very special, didn't he? And the Prophet gave him something very special, but it sounds very, very simple. The Prophet says, "Qul," he told this person to say, "Amantu," that I have believed. "Thumma istaqim," and thereafter be straight up. That's what the Prophet told him. The "Qul amantu fastaqim." Now, before I came to the speaking stand here, the Imam was telling us that the Prophet said, explaining the straight path, that he is the one, that he's on the straight way, and the heads of Satan takes the people off the straight way, you know? So the Prophet says, say to this person, he says, say, I have believed, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ فَاسْتَقِمْ, and thereafter be upright, be straight. Common sense. How Islam regards common sense. In the Quran, Allah Most High says, "Qul man harrama zinatullah allati akhraja li ibadi wat tayyibati min rizq." Who has forbidden the good things, wonderful things which Allah brought out for his servants? That's all of us. For all human beings were created to be the ibad, are the servants of Allah. Allah addresses us in Quran as his ibad, his servants. If the question is asked, then we are to understand that someone has either plainly or implied that some of the good things that Allah wants us to have are forbidden to us, that we can't have those good things. There are many good things that we worry about in religion and worry if God approves this or not. Some religions, not all religions. And common sense is telling us, this doesn't seem to gel right with me. I believe this is good and I should have it. I believe this is the right thing to do. I believe this is the right way to think. And something is saying from the religious side that you shouldn't think that way, or from the religious side that that's not permissible for you. And you are saying, yes, it is. Your common sense speaking. So common sense is warring with nonsense that's decorated. You can decorate nonsense and it looks real good. It looks convincing. And again, continuing this, God says, say, قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Say, these beautiful things, attractive things that God has made for his servant is for those who believe in God in this life. Fil hayat ad-dunya, right here in this life, on this earth. Khalisatan yawm al-qiyamah. And they will get it in complete, in full. The day of judgment. The day of judgment, huh? Yes. All right. And again, God says, common sense, that's our talk today, how Islam regards common sense. Pardon me, I should finish this first. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. And then this way, we explain the signs for people who will be, for people who have sense and knowledge, for knowledgeable people. Now, when we are talking about common sense, we are not talking about education. We're not talking about what we learn from the formal schools or from the schools. We're talking about that we have by nature. We are born with it, right. Common sense. And it develops too, just like the academic ability develops when we attend the schools, the colleges, etc. The academic ability develops because of the exposure to that learning. But without any exposure to such formal kind of sittings or teachers of that nature, the common sense is also growing all the time. If there's a healthy situation for it, it will continue to grow. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and the peace be on him, he was a man of common sense, not a man of formal education. And he's called the Ummiyi Prophet, meaning the untaught, unlearned, unlettered, unschooled, whatever you want to, however you want to explain, prophet. And the people that he preached to in Arabia, in the time of darkness there, Jahiliyyah time, those people are characterized in the Quran as the Ummiyin, or the Ummiyun, meaning also that they were just like the prophet. They also were uneducated people. They were unschooled. They were unschooled. The word ummi, you can see the connection, ummiyi, you can see the connection with mother. Mother. Is mother. Ummiyi means I have only common sense. I only have only what my mother, I got from my mother. You see? Yeah. So the ummiyun, the plural of that for the many. Now, we believe that the Prophet Muhammad was also the most educated man ever to walk this earth. But he was not educated. He was not educated by people we regard as being educated, you see? He was educated by God himself. Allah taught him. Allah taught him. Allah created him, and Allah taught him. See, the difference between most of us and the Prophet, Allah created us, but have not taught us yet. That's all right. And we left our creation long time ago. Right. Prophet Muhammad kept his creation. Yes, he kept his creation. He was obedient to the creation Allah made for him, you see? And for that reason, Allah chose him to be the last prophet. Because he was obedient to the nature, to the pristine nature, the original nature that Allah gave him. Common sense. This religion, in my opinion, pays more respect to the essence, true essence of the human being, all people, all races, all nationalities, than any other religion or any other ideology I've come across. And that's one of the things that make me feel so good to be a Muslim. It is knowing how God has exonerated me.
Yes. That's right.
Has freed me, liberated me, saved me.
Yes.
Let me out of jail.
Yes. Yes.
From being imprisoned by false charges against my own nature, against my own creation. I didn't like it at all when I read man is born in sin. I didn't like it at all. Something in me said this is terrible.
Yes, sir, brother.
To say to a human being, man is born in sin. Now, you know, they can explain it any way you want to, you know. Because when you branch off from that straight way, you can have two forked tongues, prong tongues. You can have so many tongues, you know. I guess as many tongues as what branches off that straight way.
Go ahead.